David Holt, one of my favorite musicians and conservator of old-time music, will be our guest. David was last on the show. It was back in 2013, which is way too long. David has a brand-new album out with his musical companion, Josh Goforth. The album is entitled Good Medicine. David is also a big year for David, being inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. And he also is back on TV, on PBS stations, all over with his State of the Music program, which is a wonderful living documentary of music. Coming up next, then, is our visit with David Holt, one of my favorite musicians, historians. Thanks so much for tuning in. Very happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass one of my favorite musicians, musical historians, and just all-around good guys, David Holt. How are you, David?
Hey, Steve, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I was looking through the archives of UnrealBluegrass.com, actually, is a place where I store the interviews. You were on, and this blows my mind, you were last on in May of 2013.
Man, that's, wow.
That's a lot of time. That's
a lot right of, now.
It's a lot
of water under that bridge.
Yeah, there is. Well, and in that interview, by the way, for your sake and anybody else that's listening, because I don't want to cover those things, and if I'm not careful, I'll start talking about the legacy thing, because you and I have talked about that, and we talked about that at length in May of 2013. If listeners want to go back, and I suggest that they should go back and listen to you discussing your most recent recording then, and also the legacy project that you did with Doc Watson, which I just think is an invaluable historical and entertaining.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad it happened. But you know, that must have been just a year after he passed away.
I believe it was. It was.
May in 2012.
That's right. That's right.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So David, I ask you to come back onto the show for a couple of reasons, not the least of which, and majorly, I would say, if I can make up a word, is the brand new recording that you have coming out. It may be available already.
Yeah, it's out. Mm-hmm.
Good Medicine is the name of the album. It's on Windy Hill with an I.
So, it's on High Windy.
High Windy, I'm sorry. All right, High Windy.
So it's W-A-N-D-Y, but you can get it, you know, iTunes anywhere or Amazon anywhere.
Well, and it's also accessible on you have a website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely get it from my website at davidholt.com.
Yeah, we want to get that in. And also I want to congratulate you, David, since this year I think you got put into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame.
I sure did. Yeah, that was a surprise. That came out of nowhere. Let's see, I'm going to be in with this year, the Avid Brothers and Rhiannon Giddens and a band from North Carolina called the Band of Oz. It was a big beat music band. But anyway, it's a wonderful museum, and so I'm really honored to be part of it.
Well, congratulations to you. Also, you're on, is your PBS program, we want to mention that, State of Music, is that the name?
Yeah, so it's called David Holt's State of Music, and that's a national PBS show. You have to kind of look through, I can't say when it is in your area, but it's on most of the stations. So just look up David Holt State of Music. Actually, if you go to davidholttv.org, you can find out where it's and what time it's playing.
Okay.
But anyway, it's an hour-long show shot by my good friends Will and Denny McIntyre, and they're filmmakers, so it's really beautifully done, and we had some great guests like Paul Sprange and Bruce Molsky and Rhiannon Giddens and Josh Goforth and Brian Sutton and a black gospel group called the Branchettes. And so that was really great. That's been playing this year, but we just finished seven more. So the seven more half-hour shows, those will come in the spring of 2017.
Well, that's good news for us. And David,
it'll be a series.
Well, good. And it should be. And David, you approach these things like you do your music, and I think also like you do your musical life, as opposed to the recordings. David Holt is a historian you look for, and on Good Medicine, you can see that coming through again, this new recording with Josh Goforth. David collects and investigates and treasures and reinterprets great old music and makes it available for everybody. New music, too, but I think, David, your heart is in the Southern music and the origins.
And traditional music, for sure. The next record I do in 2017 is going to be all original stuff. But the Good Medicine is particularly close to my heart because, you know, I live in Western North Carolina in Asheville, and the music scene there has been strong for a couple of years, actually. And I just wanted to show, Josh and I wanted to show the variety of music that is part of mountain music there. So we have everything from the Mississippi Mud that I learned from the Luke Smathers String Band back in the 70s to modernities like John Hinckley that I learned from Etta Baker, and I don't play them slavishly like they did. I it's a jumping off point, because for me, this is a living music, and it has to be played in that way, from your heart, you know, from what you feel about it. And Josh is such a fantastic musician. We have a great time, and so he adds a tremendous amount to the mix and the selection of the tunes and the way we play them.
Well, you make a point that I wanted to make with you, so you're helping me out here already, that when you listen to Good Medicine, which is you and Josh go forth, as you've mentioned, and you've been playing together for a number of years, this is 17. Is not just let's collect a song and reproduce it. Everything that you do on Good Medicine is your interpretation based on your abilities, and it's wonderful. I mean, yeah, John Henry, everybody knows it. Yours is a little different and wonderful. Guitar Rag is one that just because I know who you're singing about, I know what the song is about. But let's talk a little bit about. There's a couple of instrumentals I see. I see two very powerful just instrumental songs, tunes rather. I Don't Love Nobody and Billy Wilson, I see. Are those the complete instrumental tunes that I see?
I think the instrumental tunes. Yeah, those are the instrumental tunes on the CD. Okay. You know, Josh and I love to harmony sing and love songs that are. But you can't deny some of those great fiddle tunes. Like
no.
Josh playing I Don't Love Nobody on the guitar. He's such a fabulous flat picker. And I love playing banjo on Little Billy Wilson. And it was one of those tunes that an old fellow named Tommy Bell, who heard the Grand Ole Opry when he was about, probably the very first time when Uncle Jimmy Thompson was on there in 1925. And he probably got 15 or something. And he learned it off the radio. And so I played his version.
So many of these tunes, and I want to talk specifically about some later, but let me just tell the listeners, David, as people would listen to, and I do, if I listen to Good Medicine, which I have frequently with you and Josh, it's not long before, and it's an involuntary response for me, that I know that I'm smiling, and I know that my foot is tapping.
Good. It's working.
It's working.
You know, people say, you know, what is the meaning about Good Medicine, and I... What happened is so many times when interviews are asking me to say, now, why is it important to preserve this music or to even play this music or that it should even exist anymore? It's older music. And I just blurted out one time, because it's really good medicine. It just makes you feel better, like you just did your footstep and you're smiling.
Good.
There's something in it that has that power.
In some of these songs, David, and I will just mention, I was listening again this morning. I re-listened and re-listened before I would rather hear the music than read about the artist, because I can find out about the artist, but I listened several times this morning. I let the album run through a couple times. There are songs, specifically, when I think of Must Come In at the Door. Now, I know that song, and I know that melody, and I know a lot of those words, but I know a different version from when we were in a chorus in school singing that song. It was different, and yet I think so many of these older songs that you've collected and reinterpreted exist in many different fashions and different, maybe it's a regional thing, I don't know, but you know what I mean by that type of a song?
Yeah, you know, and that I have not seen another version of that. I'd love to see like the one you're talking about, but this is one I got from Doc Watson, who told me it was when he was in Sunday school in Deep Gap, North Carolina. You can imagine what a small little church that would have been. That was one of the songs they sang in Sunday school when he was a kid. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, maybe we even sung it. You know, maybe we even sung it in Sunday school. But there were most of the words. The refrain was the same, but some of the other words were different. But I thought, I know this song. And it went, how many songs about Cindy? You know, you have Whoop 'em Up Cindy. Cindy's that's a familiar,
very popular gal.
Well, she must have been. She got around. Not to impugn her, virtue, but Cindy got around and made a lot of songs back in those days.
Right. That's the version I got from. Basically, Grandpa Jones and I do it on Hee Haw, and then the original version that I ever heard was from Uncle Dave Macon, and it was from that song. Listening to Uncle Dave Macon play it on that record that he'd recorded in the 1920s, and I thought he was dancing on the record, and that's what caused me to learn to clog and play the banjo at the same time. I thought, man, that is so cool how he's doing that. And years later, when I got to meet Sid Harpreader, who was Uncle Dave's fiddle player back in the 20s, I said, Sid, there's one question I got to ask you. I said, was he sitting down doing that dancing while he was playing the banjo, or was he standing up and dancing like I'm trying to do? She said, no, that wasn't him dancing. That was Curt McGee tapping on the back of the guitar.
Oh. Well, from that,
a long time to work that little trick out.
Well, from that, you learned a new skill.
Yes, right.
David, I think that you have so much fun doing the music that you do, and I can just tell in good medicine that you and Josh are really enjoying what you're doing, even through the recordings. I would love to see you both do cuts from this live, but I think I already get what's going to come across from the stage, because I can just sense that you're both having a good time.
Man, we really do. You know, I'm turning 70 in October, Josh 35. And there's just this incredible simpatico. He's like a second son to my wife and I. And so there's just something there that's musically wonderful, and just personally we have a great time joking and working out material. And it's a real blessing for me to have Josh around. Because I love playing with great musicians. You know, it was so fun playing with Doc, and then Josh is just right up there too. He keeps me on my toes.
David, you mentioned Mississippi Mud, which was one that I found. It's a different, different interpretation of the song that we probably all know. I think sometimes we know it almost as a, maybe the one in most people's heads is almost like a vaudevillian kind of a silly version, but this is a...
It was
real,
a Tin Pan Allison, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so the Mississippi Mud is a great version on this. And of all the melodies and tunes that I think that I recognize somewhere deep back in my brain, I do not know Hulaloo. So tell me a little bit about how that got on the album.
Oh, that's a fascinating thing. So I had a friend named Walt David. And people who study old-time music will know the name Clarence Tom Ashley, but they won't know the name Walt Davis. But Walt played in his band and was on most of those early recordings. He went up to New York in 1929, and I believe it was 27, I'm sorry. I went up to New York and recorded about 10 sides, and Hulaloo was one of them. Now, Hulaloo was another Tin Pan Alley song, and you just wouldn't expect it to be in a country band, string band's repertoire. But, you know, those guys took like modern tunes and worked them out in their string band style. And so Walt was a neighbor of mine and taught me a lot about, I don't know, making a living playing old-time music. You know, Walt was the guy who said to me, I was determined to play old-time music or starve, and I've been doing both ever since. And so that was his attitude. But he loved the music, and he loved tunes like that one. And he recorded Love Letters in the Sand and songs like that, along with all these great old fiddle tunes and the old-timey songs. Walt Davis, yeah, he was really... quite a spectacular musician, but he didn't want his name on the record. That was a funny thing.
Really?
He didn't want his name on the label record. He didn't want people to know who he was. And that was 1920s, you know. He didn't know what it would lead to. But that's where that comes from.
How do you find all these old things? I know you referenced some people that you know, or maybe your proximity, you're close to them, but how do you find the recordings that open these doors for you?
Well, I find the people first, usually.
Okay.
Like that one.
Good. That's good.
So these are... every tune on there is something that I learned from mostly somebody from Western North Carolina. In fact, I think they're all from Western North Carolina, because that's where I live, and that's been my main influencing source. And so usually I would meet somebody like the old guy Tommy Bell, who was a neighbor of mine that played Billy Wilson, and he played many, many other cool tunes, and I'd go play with him. I knew these people for 30, 40 years sometimes. And so, you know, it's basically I was learning from my neighborhood in a way, or around Asheville.
Well, I mean, you do, and I do, I stress this a lot to people that listen to the program whenever I play either a bit from Legacy, and I have all of your other recordings too. I let them know that David Holt is a source for the music, that you're preserving it, that you love it enough to find it, and that you add your own bit of interpretation, which without it, why not just reproduce the original recording? But you're always...
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. Why not just do that? And I guess I'm having been a student of Doc Watson, you know, by just playing with him so much, is that his attitude was, you got to take it forward, you know, into to the audience, the way the audience will enjoy it now. And he understood that He just had to take a little of the scratchiness. And I know a lot of people love the scratchy, raunchy sound of old-time music, and I'm one of them. But to bring it to a modern audience, where you're actually trying to make a living playing this music, it needs to be just not changed a great deal, but just maybe cleaned just a little in terms of the sound and a little more sophisticated picking and that kind of thing. And modern audiences really appreciate that. They respond to that.
David Holt, you and Josh, go forth. This is just a remarkably fun, good, well-played, well-thought-out album, and I can't get over it. That's part of Must Come In at the Door. It was like the song of all prepositions, over, under, That's what I thought. Maybe that's where I learned it in grade school.
That
could be. Oh, boy. David, can people find, of course, we've talked about the show that they can find on their own local PBS affiliate. We mentioned your website. Do you also, not only can this album, Good Medicine, be available there, which is on High Windy. You corrected me earlier.
Yeah.
I had the wrong name. Tour information, is that available where you might
tour
be?
I got a really complex, not complex or hard to work, but just complex in terms of lots of material. I have a whole section of my mentors and pictures I've taken of them, because photography has been a very important part of what I do. Stories about them. It's just at davidholt.com, so there's a lot there.
Okay.
And then the TV information for the David Holt State of Music, if they want to see when that's playing near them, just go to David Holt, and there's two T's right together, davidholttv.org.
Okay.
And you can look up where your station is and when it's going to play.
Well,
there's a lot out there.
David, I value your our relationship, even though it's been split by almost over 3 years. And I enjoy your music immensely. I know what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, and I think you're doing it very well. And congratulations to you and Josh on this new album, Good Medicine. It just continues in the vein of what you've been accomplishing.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been great talking to you.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you get back and find some more old music, and then next year you'll have an album of original compositions, as you say.
That's right.
All right, David Holt. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.